Basically, last week, UNHCR, together with partners and with the help of UNMISS, went to the Lasu refugee settlement, which is 32 kilometers from Yei town and right on the border with the Democratic Republic of Congo. And it was the first time that UNHCR returned to the refugee settlement since 2016, when the area was affected by active military operations, which basically made refugees run to the bush or across to the Democratic Republic of Congo. So UNHCR undertook the mission to Lasu refugee settlement to understand the damage the settlement and refugees have sustained since our last visit there in June 2016. And the mission was possible thanks to the establishment of UNMISS presence in Yei town recently. While we were meeting with refugees, informed us that given the volatile situation in the area, the majority of them continue to remain in hideouts, and that continued humanitarian assistance by UNHCR and partners will help rebuild their confidence and prompt refugees to return to the settlement.
As you went to this particular area, are there refugees there? Have you found some refugees who are still there in Lasu?
There were a few refugees. When UNHCR went on mission there, there were few refugees there. And as I mentioned already, the majority of refugees are in hideouts in the bush or are still in other places. And basically, the message they conveyed to UNHCR is that they will return to the area once UNHCR resumes operation and provision of humanitarian assistance, which can be a pull factor for them to return. Prior to June 2016, there were around 9,600 refugees in that area. But as I mentioned, due to the active military operations in that area, they basically left their refugee settlement and went into hideouts in the bush and or crossed to the Democratic Republic of Congo.
UNHCR was there since 2016, and this is the first time. Can you tell us some of the reasons that contributed to UNHCR going back there? What have happened?
As I mentioned already, UNMISS, United Nations Mission in South Sudan, recently established its military its presence in Yei town. And basically, UNMISS also agreed with UNHCR that it will facilitate UNHCR visits to Lasu refugee settlement twice a week. So from now on, UNHCR will be going to Lasu refugee settlement twice a week in order to provide humanitarian assistance to refugees that are there.
What are some of the help that UNHCR has been taking to these refugees so far?
UNHCR, in the first visit after 2016, June 2016, actually, UNHCR took some food supplies as well as hygiene items to 100 refugee households. And we also informed refugees that the assistance now will be provided on a regular basis as the access to the settlement was restored. And thanks to UNMISS, that will facilitate also the visits of UNHCR team to the settlement. Now we can provide this assistance to refugees.
Emil, what will be your final remarks?
I think it's important to mention that UNHCR will continue to monitor the situation and assess the number of refugees there. And we will work with partners in order to plan a commensurate response to the needs of refugees and internally displaced populations in Lasu. I think it's a very good sign that UNHCR comes back to Lasu, and now we can basically meet the protection and humanitarian needs of refugees that are there and that have been deprived of it for a long time.